Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Hands up for a filthy drop.
What's happening, Flax?
Oh, relax. It's Flax. Another week, another episode. Are these called, what are these called? Webisodes or podcast webisodes?
We're in the podcast business. Webisode is like it would be visual.
Oh.
Yeah, I swear they sprayed this antiseptic stuff on the pop shields here in the studio, and I'm starting to feel. I feel it in my chest.
It's that good stuff.
It's heavy. It's like breathing in methylated spirits. All right, let's see if we can do an English and then vernacular version of the title of this segment. Flax, you want to kick us off?
I want to do it in like a British accent.
Okay, let's see.
Hold on, wait. Let me just prepare. A cup of tea and scones. Okay, I'm ready to go.
All right, let's see what we get in 3, 2, 1.
Relax, it's Flax.
No, I'm sorry, that's not a British accent.
Cup of tea and relax, it's Flax.
No, you sound like you're from Sweden.
Relax, it's Flax.
No. Relax, it's Flax.
Relax, no. It's Flax.
No, both of you, no.
No, no, okay, let's practice. How now, brown cow?
How now, brown cow?
Do re mi fa sol la ti da.
Do re mi so so la ti
wa. I've ever heard in my life.
Sorry, what was that?
Who's that?
I said.
What was that, Switzerland?
I said it's the worst fucking British accent I've ever heard in my life. People are terrible.
People are terrible.
Do you want to try an American accent?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to practice that first. Can I get fries with that?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I'm ready to
okay.
go.
Okay, and 3, 2, 1.
Relax, it's Flax.
Flax, it's Flax.
Producer Cat, you want to give it a go?
Like, you should, like, totally relax. It was, like, Flax right now. Yeah. That's, like, how you do an, like, American accent. You just did it, like, you epically failed. Literally.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Relax, it's Flax.
How about in Hebrew?
What is
Shalom?
No, that's just hello, goodbye, and peace. What is relax in Hebrew?
I don't know.
Guntag.
No, definitely Guntag. Not.
We should. We should actually learn to say it in different languages.
This is this might be the dumbest time of the week. All right, let's get into it. Play this out for a sec. Alright, so Flax, you've just started a new diet.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gymming like an absolute beast.
How were those chuckles you had earlier?
Okay, I'm not gymming today.
Did you have those? You were eating Cat's McDonald's fries, hey?
I also had McDonald's for breakfast.
Okay.
Today's just one of those days.
When did the diet start?
It started like 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay, and ended yesterday.
No, it hasn't ended. Today's just a write-off.
Okay.
I'll probably end up getting pizza for lunch. Dinner.
You were telling me, though, that you've lost like 3 kilograms.
I've lost about 3-4 kgs.
Can you see it on him, Producer Cat, that he's lost all this weight?
What weight?
He says he's lost 3-4 kilos.
Where?
Ah, screw you.
Your head does look smaller.
I've legit lost.
I don't see 6-pack.
No, it's on its way. When I came back from my trip, I put on like an extra 4 kgs.
Yeah, because that's the thing about holidays. You just go and eat.
So now I stick off the carbs, gymming every day, start off with a run, gym till I sweat out my lungs.
What happened to you? You couldn't bench press because you had chondritis or something.
Yeah. I had costal chondritis.
Yeah.
So every time I bench pressed, it like sort of irritated the inflammation.
Is that now gone?
Yeah, chondritis is gone. Okay. I'm always scared that it's going to come back up, so I try to remain calm at all times. All
right, so you can now exercise and do whatever in the gym.
Yeah, exercising like an absolute beast.
Okay, any tips for people that want to lose weight?
Sure, it's hard work. Meal prep. At night, I'm busy cooking my eggs for the next morning. I'm thinking, let me get some fruit straight off the gym. I've got to go to the shops. I've got to get salad for dinner. I've got to think about lunch the next day so I have enough energy to go to gym. It's a mission, but it's worth it.
Nice. Very cool.
Very well worth it.
You also had a clubbing experience last night.
Oh, yes. So last night, my friend...
Well, you drank a bottle of gin.
Yeah, do you know about...
Which I would imagine is not part of the diet.
Oh, no. Okay, yesterday was also a bit of a write-off. It's called January.
Yeah.
So apparently in January, all you drink is gin. You don't drink tequila, no vodka, just gin. So I got introduced this yesterday. We go to the club. They come to us like, would you like your usual tequila? Like, no, can we actually have gin? They looked at us like we were crazy. They're like, let me actually go see if we have bottles of gin to sell. They put on a mad markup of like probably like 7 times
the actual price. How much was the bottle of gin?
I think you buy it in the shops for like a couple hundred, maybe 200.
How much was the bottle of gin?
The bill came to 1.6.
For a bottle of gin?
Bottle of gin and 6 chasers. Was ridiculous. Never drinking gin again. And oh, it's so bitter. I felt so sick.
I don't know why you... Just because they said... What is it called?
January.
January.
And it's a real thing.
No, it just because... It doesn't mean you have to do it.
People do like... Like
gin
Movember.
Is disgusting. Ugh. All alcohol is disgusting. The only thing you should drink is tequila because at least it makes you feel good.
And then at the club, my friends are busy asking the waitress if she can go get cucumbers so we can put them in the gin.
Oh my God.
Because yeah, one of those nights. And then these girls were so young there. I felt so old. I didn't know what to do. Like, I felt like... Remember,
Where is your girlfriend in all of this, though?
Oh, she only comes back next week.
Okay.
No, but like even the guys at the club, they're all matriculants. And I was sitting at the table, and this happened so many times. So I'd be sitting at the table, and a girl would come sit there, and she'd go like, hey, can we have a shot? I'm like, no, I'm done drinking. And then she'll try to talk to me and like chat me up. And then as I said, I don't like putting girls down. So I don't like rejecting them. Because then it makes them feel bad inside, like they're worthless and stuff like that. So what I do is I just stand up and I go to the bathroom and I never return to the same spot.
Okay.
I think it works. So then they don't feel down about themselves
or
anything.
What a situation to be in life. The thing is, though, is that I wouldn't stress too much. It just means you have to go to a different place.
Yeah, but there's only so many clubs in South Africa.
You'll find
Joburg.
The places with the older people. So, for instance, good example, in Parkhurst, there are 2 bars. They're opposite each other. One is called Jolly Cool, and one is called the Jolly Roger.
No, those are sick for Sundays, but they're not clubs.
Yeah, they're not. But this is the thing. You got to get over the club thing a little bit. So, Jolly Cool, you'll go in. It's like kids just out of matric. And then at some point in life, when you start getting 22, 23, you realize you have to go across the road.
Yeah.
To where the older people are. It's sad, but it's life. It really is sad, though.
I like my clubs. I like my bottle service. I like my tables. I like my electro music.
So, you know, so then you're just going to have to put up with it, bro.
No, these youngsters must go somewhere else. They must make like another club.
Tell me what's happening with the bachelor pad.
Oh, so this is sad. Do you have any sad news music?
I can give you like news music if you want.
Do you have like sad, depressing, like we just watched the Titanic 2?
Okay, well, I'll give you a little bit of an intro here. So we're now going to speak about the bachelor pad breakup.
Bachelor pad has crumbled.
No, what's wrong?
All 3 founding members are in relationships.
Oh, no.
There's... Bachelor pad will cease to exist. From yesterday, the last member formed a tie with a woman. They're now dating, apparently.
And where are you emotionally about this?
I'm distraught. Yeah. I'm sad. I feel like I lost a brotherhood. I feel like I'm leaving my whatever varsity day house.
This is terrible.
There's no more of those mad night parties. Now it's all like, hey guys, do you want to go do group dinners and shit like that?
So apparently like everyone said goodbye to each other last night. And one of your friends we got some audio of one of your friends saying goodbye to the other two. Sounded like this. And you were pretty emotional when that happened.
I was bawling. I was so sad.
Which is why you responded like this. One break my heart. Say you love me again. That's really, really sad. And then the third member was, I don't know. The third member, we've never been sure about what his personality is. But it is the end of an era for you, Flax.
I arrived at Bachelor Pad last night, and I saw this woman with the third member, and they were holding hands, and then I asked the second member, I was like, what's happening there? And he said, well, they kind of dating. I'm like, I've never seen her before. And then the third member looked me in the eyes and he didn't have to say anything. He knew he was the reason Bachelor Pad came to an end.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine, though.
I'll start, like, a new sort of frat day house thing.
Yes, you can basically... A party for when everyone gets married.
We can have Cliff Central clubbers.
Are you going to get married?
No.
When are you getting married?
In, like, 20, 30 years' time.
You're not getting married?
No.
Producer Kat, how long do you think until Flax gets married?
What, you old? Not 21?
No, I'm 23.
Oh, okay. Maybe 7 years.
Do you think he's going to be 30 and then getting married?
But 30. I definitely think he'll knock someone up before then. Yeah. Because okay. I don't think he likes kids, but God is going to show him.
God is going to show him. No, let's hope not, eh?
Let's shift gears to somebody that we both love speaking about. He's a guy. He sings songs like this. Yeah, I know that I let you down. It's too late to say sorry now. Ooh. And he's got new hair.
Purple hair. What is he thinking?
I haven't seen it. I'm going to look it up.
I got to go for a haircut tomorrow. And you know, I go and I research his latest haircut.
Justin Bieber, purple hair.
And I just let them copy that. Now I don't know what I'm going to do.
Let's have a look. I'm looking it up here on Google Images. Oh, I don't see his purple hair.
Mm.
Is this like really recent?
Like 2 days ago, maybe?
Mm.
2-3 days ago?
Justin Bieber, purple hair.
It should be all over the internet.
It isn't. Selena Gomez on Justin Bieber's new purple hair. Oh, Justin Bieber's new purple hair looks kind of familiar. This is on Huffington Post. Let me see. Did he Instagram it?
Yeah, he Instagrammed it. I think he was at gym and then he Instagrammed another one when he was next to a Ferrari.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, then quickly, we're going to do a 10-second snap with you. Tell me what you think about Justin Bieber's purple hair in 3, 2, 1.
I'm not too sure what I feel about Justin Bieber's new purple hair, but if he likes it, and I mean, he can pull anything off, so it's pretty sick, I guess.
Okay, and then I'm going to put this up on Snapchat, and I'm going to title it Emotions.
Hashtag Deep Emotions.
Deep Emotions. Deep Emotions this afternoon on the show.
Oh, did I tell you guys I went to the farm last weekend? How cool is
Tell me
is
how
it?
The farm... You were chasing chickens and that.
So they like race pigeons from the farm and you win so much off racing pigeons. Like there was a check there for like 250,000 rand.
Isn't that illegal?
To race pigeons? Yeah. No. Sun City's got a massive pigeon race. I think it's like the biggest one in the world.
Wow.
The million rand pigeon race.
Are you getting involved now in pigeoning?
Well, I first need to figure out how they do it because like what... I was told is like they sort of keep the pigeon in a cage and never let it out. And I thought that was pretty mean. And then they only let it out when the race is. Nah, I wasn't keen on that.
You know, the problem with doing something like that is that people start to know you just as the person who's associated with the pigeons and you become pigeonholed.
Yeah, but then when you start breeding the pigeons, 30K a pigeon.
There you go.
That is cash dollar.
So back to Justin Bieber. You say you want to go on his tour bus.
No, so listen to this. Honestly, the guy can't go wrong. He's for his new purpose tour.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have his tour bus probably kitted out like the Taj Mahal. And because he's all into like fitness and that, behind his tour bus, he's going to have another tour bus, which is going to be a mobile gym.
Hmm.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, that is a little...
He can legit have anything he wants in this world.
Producer Kat was very upset when she heard about this mobile gym thing. You said that it was ridiculous. I remember when Flax was telling us in the office the other day.
It's always off petrol.
He can afford it, though.
It's so stupid.
Are you telling me, Kat, that...
If I had the money, no, I wouldn't do it.
If Justin Bieber came
to
you...
The local gym.
And said, hello, sexy, I want you now. What would you do?
I don't sleep with little boys.
You're telling me Justin Bieber you wouldn't sleep with?
Little boys, no.
What do you mean?
He's like 10 years my junior.
What do you mean? Ah, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no, what do you mean?
I find it hard to believe. I think 90% of
women... I think even Flax would. I think that's how deep his love for Justin Bieber
goes. I think
90%
of women can... not hold themselves back from Justin Bieber. He's so cool. Jono. What's happening there?
Jono's like, me.
Jono.
That's how I feel about Justin Bieber.
Jono, do you think that's true that 90% of women would sleep with Justin Bieber?
Lesbian woman, yes.
Good answer.
We got some Belieber haters over
there. Doesn't look like he has a big dick anyway.
Are you joking? Have you seen that photo that came out? He's got a massive whopper.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay, I can't.
I want him to slap you in the face with it.
This is My Friday, and I choose not to speak about Justin Bieber's penis on My Friday. Let's go around the world to North Korea. What's up?
Oh, so North Korea is claiming they've invented like a beer or like booze that doesn't leave you with a hangover. How's that even possible?
That is interesting.
This is one of the greatest inventions if it's true. You can drink all night and you'll still be sweet to go to work the next day. Like, I came to work today and I was hanging. I was legit, my body was dying on the inside. Went to McDonald's, got sorted out, had a, what's the name? Orange juice, tip-top shape after that.
I was reading this article and I was starting to get into the intricacies of the fact that, you know, that you don't get hangovers from the alcohol in North Korea, but I then got stuck at that there's a guy in the world whose name is Tae Dong-gang.
Tae Dong-gang.
Tae Dong-gang.
I think I know him.
Tae Dong-gang. That is the producer of it. And I was like, what a dope name. Like, hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Tae Dong-gang. Are you related to Tweedledee and Tweedledum? Tae Dong-gang?
Like, I don't know how, because alcohol, the reason you get sort of hungover is because it's so good. Like, you have so much fun on it that the next day, if you're an upper, you gotta have a downer.
It's not good news for the world. You know, I was thinking the other day that the alcohol companies actually should be paying Uber lots of money because Uber
they should,
is getting a lot of people drunk that weren't drinking before because now everyone can just Uber all around.
It's so easily accessible now.
So from what I understand, there's also an advert for this.
Hmm?
Alcohol with no hangovers.
I haven't seen the advert.
I heard that you were in the advert.
Oh, I wish. Honestly, I'd even, what's the name? I'd be the test dummy for this alcohol.
Well, we could create an advert now if you've forgotten that you were in one.
Okay.
Okay. So, hello. What is your name, young man?
My name's Michael Stephen Flack.
Stephen Michael Flack? Are you tired of getting hangover when you go to club and order gin?
Yes.
No worry no more, motherfucker.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Me got the scissorp that you need with no much of the backlash.
Oh, where can I get it?
You come to North Korea, you give us your liver, you give us your right finger, you give us your nose, you give us 3% of your brain power, and we give you alcohol with no hangover.
How'd you know that it works?
Because I don't have a hangover. I was drinking it last night.
I'm sold.
Okay, cool. See you soon. By the way, my name, Tae Dong-gang.
Tadongang.
Tadongang. New single coming out soon. Tadongang style. I think this is cool.
Lil Wayne would probably be like one of the biggest investors.
What happened to Lil Wayne?
He's back on SZA.
Oh, fuck.
Remember he was on the SZA and he was on some other shit and then he had like seizures and then he went on some like show and he said, no, I'm sweet. I'm no longer going to be doing this stuff. It's affecting my health. And now he's like, you know what? F life. I'm back on the SZA. Let's hit it up again.
We spoke to Lil Wayne's mom recently about how he's turning out in life.
Disaster.
Okay.
He's so cool. I love him. And he's just sorted out his beef with Birdman.
Okay. Well, so that changes everything.
Birdman says, no, they're sweet. He's his son. Well, he's not his biological son.
Oh, yeah. I'm really not interested.
But they're still going to carry on with the court proceedings and shit like that.
Good. Okay. Cool. That concludes our story around Birdman. What happened to Birdman?
Birdman? He's not a good rapper. Legit, he's famous because of Lil Wayne, I say. I don't know his background and stuff, though.
I did like that game that he brought out, though.
Which?
Oh, yeah. Talk to me about how to take 7 days leave in 2016 to be awake from work for 20 days.
So
what's going on,
yeah? Really possible, eh?
Yeah.
So if you plan your leave, it says you're taking 3 days in March and 4 in April will get you 20 days off in those months when combined with the weekends and public holidays.
This is good stuff to know.
So Human Rights Day and Easter. So Human Rights Day is on the 21st of March, which is a Monday, while Easter this year sees Good Friday on the 25th of March. By taking leave on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, you'll be out of the office from Saturday the 19th to Tuesday the 29th. That's 10 days. So that's 3 days leave and 10 days holiday.
This is good information.
And selecting 4 days in this period will, this is for Freedom Day and Workers Day, will allow you to make most of your Freedom and Workers Day. Freedom Day is 27th of April, which this year is a Wednesday, while Workers Day on the 1st of May is a Sunday.
Are you going to do this?
I don't know.
I think you've blown your holiday budget for the next 10 years.
Yes, I'm, I need to find like another 10 more jobs if I ever want to go away again. This brand.
Oh. You can go to Lanseria.
I can drive to the airport and I can drive back home. Okay. I can take the selfies and tell people I went somewhere, but that's as much as happening.
It's very hard out here.
Especially with this economy. Yes,
yeah, it is very difficult. So, Producer Kat, are you going to do that? Are you going to take those 10 days and then you take like 3 and then it all works out to 10?
Well, Jonathan over here next to me walked in here and turned down the sound and I didn't hear what Michael said.
Jono turned down the
nerve.
Okay, what's going on?
Let's just clear something up here. I don't know if you know, but this lady produces 2 shows on a Friday.
Yeah.
And the show that she was supposed to produce before this, I was just trying to help
O'Neill
her along.
O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yes.
O'Neill on Cliff Central.
And you'll notice that the podcasts for that show are not up yet.
Not up yet.
Kat was too busy listening to this segment to do that. And therefore...
Where do my priorities supposed to lie?
Well, this is my predicament, you see?
Yeah, your predicament.
Nothing
disaster.
Like a Friday squirrel.
Yeah. I don't, is squirrel squabble?
Squirrel means squabble. Fight. No, squabble.
Squabble, yeah.
Oh, same, but different.
You combined quarrel and squabble and made squirrel. You took quabble and squabble and you made squirrel. I love that you just did that. That is great.
It's a new word with the Oxford Dictionary, squirrel.
That's beautiful. Okay, anything else? Before we have to wrap this up, before things turn into a squirrel?
I had Playboy Mansion news.
People out there inventing words.
Do you know there's a new word for swag?
What is it?
What's it? Dag is the new swag.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a song coming out. I think it's either dag or bag is the new swag.
Bag is...
No, dab is the new swag. Dab.
I've now started saying swaggy.
Swaggy. Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. That reminds me of Shaggy and then it reminds me of Scooby-Doo.
You know what? This would make a difference if you had more than 10,000 Twitter followers. Your opinion.
I got 8,500.
And then you do swaggy and then the 100 emoticon.
Really?
That's, yeah. I'm living on this 100 emoticon. I've not even put a peace sign into my Twitter name.
You must put, I'll even tweet out now. Dab is the new swag.
Okay, I'll go with dab. And then maybe I'll go with dabby.
I heard it in a song somewhere. This dude's like, and dab is the new swag. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me look it up. Dab.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a viral sensation.
The new.
I'm going to tweet it out as we speak.
Swag.
Dab. D-A-B.
It's the new swag.
Dab is
it's new swag. Dab swag. It's a song.
Yeah.
Okay, this came out in October of last year. Dab swag, C Ran Lil Ray.
Yeah, YTN.
Okay, let's fast forward a little here. Cash, 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 cash. I get lots of cash. With your attitude, don't talk to me, girl, talk to the back. Zoom, zag, I just fly right past. I fly by so fast, you can call me Flash. Dab, dab. I'm the king of dabs. Right. Do a double dab every time I get some cash. Double dab.
I think that's one of the shittest songs I've ever heard.
Producer Kat, what do you think of this tune, Dab Swag?
Horrible. Just horrible.
Okay, you don't like it.
Yeah.
Dab.
That person should go do something else with their life.
Hmm.
Yeah. Rapping is not for them.
Don't worry, it's only got 3,800 views.
That's nothing. Tell me if it's 1.2
But I definitely heard the dab is the new swag in another sort of like rap thing. But I think dab. It must have stolen it from that. I'm telling you.
Stop trying to... All those words are lame. Can we just speak proper English? Ain't no dab, swag, lag, or gag.
There's bitch dab. by Migos had 3.6 million
views. Appeal, what the deal, man? Everything real, man.
Sounds like a Friday night at Flex's house.
Yeah.
Deal, man. Free all shit for real, man.
Let's see what happens here.
Let me show you how they get it special, man.
So it's not actually a song.
It's not a song.
I'm Devin when I walk up in the trap. I look at the pot, I'm like, get in there. I play with the water, need swim well. Look at my dab, get in there. Look at my dab. Look at my dab.
This is it, look at my dab.
They get my dab.
Look at 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 my dab.
Bitch dab.
Look at my dab.
Why we gotta be bitches?
I think I could use the word dab, eh?
I'm gonna tweet, look at my dab.
What if it means something derogatory?
Actually, y'all, let me not do that.
I'm pretty sure dab just is it's the new swag. Dab.
Dab.
D,
look at my dab.
D-A-B.
I think it's an American thing and we shouldn't try like...
I have a new song. In fact, I've got a whole new album. It's called Look At My. So the first song is Look At My Shoe. Second song, Look At My Pants. Third song, Look At My T-shirt. Fourth song, Look At My Hair.
You clearly buy that album.
And you just go from thing to thing. Yeah. Look At My Dab. That's the bonus track.
A dab is when a cyclist touches the ground with his or her foot, shoe, etc. It is avoided in many disciplines such as mountain biking and trail runs.
No, I don't. Oh, there's a whole dance video as well to
yeah,
this dab
yeah,
these
thing.
Things always have
there's
dances.
A dab dance.
Asking.
Dab. Dope.
Does it look like the Nene somehow?
Oh, okay. You know, we'll get this on Urban Dictionary. Flax, give me the final story, bro. Dab it out.
I can't remember. Did I finish off that Playboy Mansion story?
No, you don't, I don't think you even started it.
Okay, so Playboy Mansion's up for sale, and you know who wants to buy it?
Larry Flint.
Yeah, the dude that owns Hustler. What's like... That's like such a like in your face, Hugh Hefner. Like you're leaving this world now, and I'm gonna take over the industry.
This thing has made headlines, hey? This Playboy Mansion.
Well, it's
being
an iconic place.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's
okay.
Like history.
I actually could care less who moves into the place.
I just want to see the inside of it. Like,
doesn't make a difference to my.
Apparently,
life.
There's tunnels underneath it and
I'm
shit
sure,
like that.
I'm sure. It's a heavy place. Producer Cat, you worked there for 3 years.
Was at that camp you worked at? It was at the camp in America.
I think I can't afford anything. I have to work at the Playboy Mansion. It's fine. Just the blicks. It's fine.
Oh, so chirping, eh? Left, right, and center today.
Jono looks like he wants to weigh in on that. Jono, you got something to say? Come on, bro. Jono, just give me one comment.
We did actually see the Playboy Mansion in the Girls of the Playboy Mansion.
Did oh, shit,
that?
We did see inside
Kendra and
even,
what's
yo.
Her face?
I'm telling you, I saw Kat.
You know, I didn't see any...
Yes, say it, Black.
Of people of Kat's hue in that season.
You have not.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Our Playboy Mansion is Oxford Road.
Yo.
It's in Canada. Unscripted, uncensored, unradio. This is clubcentral.com. Flax, how do we keep up with you all day, bro?
You can follow me on Twitter at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Instagram Michael Flax. Facebook Michael Flax. Go like my page. And I've even got Instagram. What is my Instagram? My Instagram's Mike Flax.
Fantastic. Flax will be back next... Oh, fuck. Next Friday for Relax It's Flax. It's to me in that thing.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye Gold, we are one. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.